We go to the second quarter, 18-13. Farmington with the lead. The Lady Cardinals with the basketball to get the second quarter started. Van Zant gets it set up out top. Swings it right side. And down the right side of the paint with a dribble drive is Roach. Good job by Pfeiffer cutting her off. Ball deflected, stolen away by Mountain Home. Walker runs the floor, feeds it to Foreman to the right block. Through two defenders and scores. Foreman's first points. 18-15, the Farmington lead down to three. In the corner. Now out top, Tidwell for the Lady Cardinals. Drives the paint. She'll score. Joelle Tidwell, 4 points. She averages about 6.5 per game. You got four players averaging in double figures. Tidwell's the one that, of the starters, that doesn't, but she's at 6.5 a game. 7:02 left in this first half. It's a 5-point lead for Farmington. Pfeiffer left side, three, and knocks down another one. Her third three of the ball game. Makes it a 2-point game, 20-18. Farmington in the corner. That's Tidwell. Swings it out top to Pence. Pence resets things. Left side, top of the key. Jernigan with it. Cross court in the corner. Pence backs up a three, and she knocks it down. She had made 95 three-point shots last year. She's made three already today. She has 11 points. 23-18. It's a 5-point lead for Farmington. Entry pass to Foreman. She's fouled from behind. Tidwell gets her. That's her second. Second team foul against Farmington. Foreman comes out, and Penn checks in for Mountain Home now. Eliza Ball, a 5'6 junior, checking in for Farmington. Their first sub of the day. Here's Husky. Three, right side is good. Peyton with their first points of the ball game. And it's a 2-point game again, 23-21, and a timeout by Farmington. 5:51 left in the first half. Farmington's lead down to two. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
5:51 left in the opening half, 23-21. Farmington with the lead over Mountain Home. It's been a good one so far. Third place game, the boys' championship after this. Paragould will take on Watson Chapel, the girls' title game at 6. Norfolk, that'll be a fun one. Out top, Van Zant for the Lady Cardinals. Right side, top of the key, it's Jernigan. She'll find Pence. Right side, Roach. Backdoor cut. Ball knocked away by Riley Walker. Good job by the senior. Goes out of bounds, so Farmington will have to inbound. Out top, it's Jernigan for the Lady Cardinals. Van Zant, right side, top of the key. Penetrates to the right block. Leans in. Shot, no. Pfeiffer, the backside rebound for Mountain Home. Runs the floor, right side, crosses over into the paint, high shot over the backboard, off the bounce on the rim, and it's out of bounds, and it's Farmington basketball. Five minutes left in the first half. Lady Cardinals lead at 23-21. Ball with it deep in the corner, left side, right side rather. Van Zant, now ball pops out, swings it in the corner to Pence. It's Van Zant between the circles. Left side, Jernigan. Boy, great defense by Mountaineau there, making Farmington work. Playing well in the corner. A three from Roach will not go. And a good block out by Penn. Kyra comes up with the board, her second of the ball game. Lady Bombers down by two with the basketball. 4:20 left in the first half. Into the paint. Husky drives and scores. We're tied. She has 5 points. We're tied at 23. Four minutes left in the first half. Down low, wide open, and scoring is Jernigan. Somebody lost track of her on the left block, and she gets an easy bucket. It's Husky inside the pin. She's open on the right block. She'll score. 4 points for Penn. 25-25. We're knotted up again. Four ties, couple of lead changes in this first half. Roach right side, top of the key. Hands it off to Van Zant. Jernigan driving, whistle, offensive foul. Abby Martin takes the charge. I say Emma Martin takes the charge. Emma does a great job to get the turnover, the third of the day by Farmington. First foul on Jernigan, third team foul against Farmington. Here's Husky on the offensive end for Mountain Home. 3:08 left. First half action. We're tied at 25. Mountain Home looking to retake the lead. Out top, Husky. Open, long three. He barely draws iron. And Jernigan the rebound underneath for Farmington. In the corner, a three. It's going to be short from Ball. Foul on the rebound against Farmington. This is going to be on Jernigan, her second. Team foul number four against Farmington. Farmington goes to the bench. Madison Parsley, a 5'7 senior, will check into the lineup. .236 left in the first half. Zone defense now being played by the Lady Cardinals. They've switched from the man. Kind of a 3-2 look. Inside, Tabor splits a couple of defenders and scores. And Mountain Home has retaken the lead. 27-25. Working out top with it is Ball. Van Zant swings it right side. Out top, it'll go to Parsley. 1:55 left in the first half. Van Zant loses the dribble, turns it over. Four turnovers by Farmington. Here comes Mountain Home with 1:45 left in the first half, leading by two. Walker holds it out top. Into the corner, goes to Husky. Into Tabor, up with a shot, draws the foul. This is going to be on Van Zant. That's her first. Team foul number five against Farmington. Tabor at the free throw line. Tabor with 2 points on the afternoon. First one is good. .129 left in the first half, 28-25, Mountain Home. Second free throw by Tabor is good. It's a 4-point Mountain Home lead, 29-25. Roach swings it right side. This is Ball with it. Van Zant, left side to Pence, misses. Parsley with a rebound on the backside. Here's Van Zant driving and drawing a foul. She'll go to the free throw line. This is on Riley Walker. It's her second. Team foul number four against Mountain Home. So Van Zant at the free throw line. First one is good. She has 4 points on the afternoon. Husky back in. Walker comes out with 63 seconds left here in the first half. Penn with the rebound on the missed free throw. Three rebounds for Penn in this first half. Now Mountain Home is going to turn it over, and a foul in the backcourt. They're going to get Tabor with the foul. Looked like she may have had a jump ball. Instead, they call the foul. Tabor with her second. Tabor comes out. Foreman checks in. 42 seconds left in the half. It's a three-point Farmington lead. First free throw by Ball is good. Second free throw by Eliza Ball is good. Timeout Farmington. 42 seconds left in the half. Lady Bombers by one, 29-28. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Baxter Regional Medical Center is proud of our latest achievement, the only hospital in Arkansas to be named one of HealthGrade's America's 50 Best Hospitals for Cardiac Surgery 4 years in a row. Baxter Regional offers a complete cardiac care program and state-of-the-art heart care, ranking in the top 5% in the nation for cardiac surgery. Baxter Regional Medical Center, big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
Forty-two seconds left in the half. Farmington with the full court pressure. Ball knocked loose in the backcourt. Picked back up by Walker. Now Husky into the front court. And the Bombers now can spread the floor here and play for the final shot of this first half. 29-28. 1 point Mountain Home lead. 16 seconds left in the half. Walker on the right elbow. Hands it off to Martin. 7 on the clock. Martin between the circles. Drives down the left side of the paint. Leans in and won't go. Rebound. Foreman turnaround jumper. Will not go. Got the shot off, but it wouldn't drop. And the Lady Bombers will take a 1 point lead into the locker room at halftime. 29-28, our halftime score. We'll break. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail." And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventive maintenance, or a new unit. Central Heating and Cooling, your carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.